Next on BYUSN, live in the desert heat for the BYU Fan Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, and we've got another loaded A-list guest lineup on today's show. We'll begin with a couple of key returners for BYU basketball, notably Richie Saunders, and how about Dawson Baker?
The depth of the wide receivers room is awesome. Four will join the program today in Cody Epps, Chase Roberts, Darius Lassiter, and Keelan Marion. Tight ends and Arizona natives Jackson Bowers and Matava Tase are in the house. And safeties Micah Harper and Talon Alfrey. Let's go, baby!
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Saturday, May 18th. I am Spencer Linton alongside a man who is 100% committed to working through the 100-degree heat, Jerem Jordan.
Now, we thought it was going to be 104. It's only 92. It is balmy here in Gilbert, Arizona. Shout out to the Cougar fans who are here today at the Fan Fest. We've got some of the incoming freshmen who have been accepted.
Oh, yeah.
They're here hanging out, which is pretty cool. So congratulations to all the incoming BYU freshmen who will be loud and proud in the Rock this fall.
We've heard more than a few Phoenix natives say, this is nothing. We love this temperature.
Suck it up.
Yeah, like stop complaining.
No one said that, but yeah. So my mom just moved from Goodyear, Arizona. She was down here in the Valley of the Sun for the last 16 years. She has moved to Utah, so I feel a little empty, but it's filled in with all these Cougar fans.
Family.
That
this
make up
is, this
for
This is your new this family our, down here.
This is our new fam. Oh, we got Mini Cosmo coming up.
Oh, hey. We got some things
like
going. Speaking of news and notes that we need to address off the top of the show, beginning with some basketball news, Jerem.
Yep.
We learned this morning that Noah Waterman has officially committed to Louisville, and so he takes his talents into Kentucky and will do his thing there with Ali Khalifa.
Ali Khalifa and Noah Waterman to Louisville. Certainly a good player. Took a step forward this last year as a stretch four, stretch five kind of guy. Bummer to see him go, but teaming up with Ali. And there's a certain portion of the fan base that's just happy that it wasn't Kentucky.
So now Kevin Young and his staff have five scholarships to work with officially.
Yes, they do.
Trent Moser of BYU men's volleyball. Speaking of the Phoenix area, we've learned that he is now committed to Grand Canyon, and he will be down here as well.
Trent was a good player. He's from here, so he's going to kind of stay home and be at GCU, who made the Final Four this last year. So we'll see him in the MPSF still.
All right, one other quick headline. BYU baseball will play their final game of the season today, closing out a series at Kansas State. The Batcats losing 2-1 last night under the Friday
this
Night
close.
Lights in Manhattan.
In the first two games.
First two games.
Get game three.
One-run game.
Go.
All right, on to things that are pushing BYU sports forward. Specifically, two outstanding basketball players to start off our guest lineup today. Richie Saunders and Dawson Baker are with us.
Yeah, let's go.
Welcome to the Fan Fest in Arizona, guys.
Hey, thank you. Super happy to be here.
All right, Dawson, how would you explain what you've seen thus far with the BYU fans and the contingent showing up?
BYU fans never cease to amaze me. You know, no matter how hot, no matter how cold, they're always there. And this is just a testament of it, just seeing people come out here being like, man, I don't think I would go outside even today. And then you see millions of people coming out just to see and greet us. It makes us feel really special.
There have been several fans who came over and said hi to you guys, and especially Richie. And Dawson, you said, I love Richie Saunders fans. people love Richie, man.
Dude, he's a likable dude, and he plays so hard, and it's inspiring for so many people, and people gravitate towards that. And so it's such a special thing to see people that – the love, the grit that Richie Saunders brings to the court.
Hey, I love him. But they don't know Dawson Baker quite yet. They know him a little bit. But it's about to be all like that for D-Bake.
Let's go.
We're super happy to be here.
Hey, first things first. Richie, you are a married man, and Dawson Baker is getting married
in
2 weeks.
He's close.
What's the marital advice that you would give to Dawson 2 weeks out?
Last night, we're roomies
stuff.
Right now. late night talking about it. But, no, he's got it, man. He's found an incredible woman. They're going to be happy. It's going to see you. What it's like to have somebody right by your side through the season, which is absolutely game-changing. So
it was a game-changer for you. You took a huge step forward as a married player last year.
No, totally. Awesome. And like I said earlier, I think maybe on the show a couple weeks ago, but like can't even imagine going through like the last little few weeks without Sierra.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible, like – this is just a game changer. So,
how many weeks out for you?
Yeah, two more weeks.
Two more weeks.
From yesterday, right?
This is your bachelor party, dog.
This is it, man. We're living it up in Arizona.
Us, Dawson.
Top Golf after this, you know, whatever else you want to do. Dawson, you were on BYU Sports Station a few weeks ago, and you gave everyone an update on your injury status and how you're feeling. So we naturally want to follow up on that. How are things progressing, and how close to 100% are you at this point?
It's still trending in the right direction. We're going to start doing workouts in June, and so I'm looking to be fully healthy to kind of go from there. I just got to be cautious of not letting anything else kind of rise up and in pain while I'm getting going again, because it's been a while. So got to stay cautious with that, but I'm expected to be fully healthy in, you know, a couple of weeks coming up. So I'm excited about that.
And you guys start to practice as a team a little more in June, right?
Yeah, June 3rd.
June
3rd. We'll get going.
Okay, the news of the day, certainly Noah Waterman to Louisville. What's your reaction to that news, Rich?
Best of luck. You know, I'm super grateful to play with him for 2 years, and sad to see him go, right? You know, but excited for him and his family and the next step in that. Like, it's going to be great. It's just going to be good for him, you know? Like, so we're excited. Sad for us, but excited for them.
Dawson, 5 open scholarships for Kevin Young and his staff to work with. You've got a nice core that comes back. Obviously, you and Richie and Dallin and Trevin and Foose, among others. Like, that's a nice core. Why do you feel like Kevin Young and his staff are going to be able to adequately fill those 5 scholarship spots?
I think it helps a lot just having a core to begin with. You know, you kind of know what you need based off the core. And there's obviously spots that are pretty obvious that we need to work with, and having bigs. And, you know, throughout the season, it's a lot of wear and tear on bigs. And so to have a couple of those is nice. And so it's pretty obvious. And it's just trying to figure out what kind of style he's looking at, what he's wanting from the bigs. Because we've seen with, like, Ali and we've seen with Foos how those dynamics can be pretty different. And so it kind of depends on Coach Young, what he's looking for with that. But we're as confident as anybody in Coach Young and what he's going to do with this team. So
you've seen Dawson play more than the fans and us. What is this guy going to bring this year for BYU Men's Hoops?
A lot of grit. He's incredible getting downhill. Like, I remember seeing sometimes in practice where he's just in transition, where he can weave through a bunch of people, get a nice – he's got a really good spin move package. And, you know, like, he's going to bring some nice scoring to the table, and as well as getting his hand on balls in the lanes, and he's going to be incredible. I'm excited. I think everybody else should be, so if that means anything. But
scoring off the dribble is something that certainly could add to the already good skill set of this team, right?
No, it's 100%.
Yeah.
Dawson, as you – explain to BYU fans what it is you do. Like, how do you see your role evolving when you get on the floor on a regular basis?
I just think making other people better, you know, and working within the team and what we need. And the game's always going to demand what it needs, and I'll just be able to fill that void, whatever it is. But I think definitely being able to play make is going to be big for our team. We got a lot of shooters, and so being able to get downhill and make plays for other people is going to be huge. And also just being able to settle the game. I feel like a couple of times this year when we had a lead, to be able to, like, get to the line, slow things down. We play in big venues that are chaotic. And so be able to, like, slow the game down, get a bucket when we need a bucket, draw a foul when we need to, yes, or just change the pace of the game a little bit. I feel like my veteran presence can kind of bring that with what we got. But at this point, we're all kind of vets. And so it's going to be exciting to mesh that all together. And, I mean, in the preseason, we're going to figure out a lot together, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Jeremy, how many times did we talk about BYU needing some help at the free throw line and mention Dawson Baker's name specifically?
I think you really help in that regard, right? Okay, last year at this time, men's hoops, expectations were low. For football, it's the same right now. What's your advice, Richie, to the football team of, like, hey, you're bringing back the core, you can make the jump, here's what it took for us, maybe there's some principles that would apply here?
Well, I mean, every game is a learning opportunity, you know? So, I mean, not that they necessarily need my personal advice, right? But it's just, it's that consistency of, like, you got to just kind of put yourself and your team in a little bubble, right, where it's you guys believe in, like, just like how, like, we believe in our team, right, and how, like, a lot of the outside voices will change and shift, and, like, we're super grateful for the sport, you know, but you got to stay tight through the thick and the thin, right, and I feel like that's the biggest thing is, like, the consistency of just coming to work and with the attitude of getting better and doing it together as a team. I feel like maybe one other point to add is just, like, last year, right? Like, we saw that we could not do it with just individuals. Like, we had to do it together. Mm. Like, there's no way around it. And I'm not, like a football expert, right? So maybe I don't know exactly how that works. But, like, that was, like, one of the big keys for us is, like, it's just us. Mm. And we're going to do it together because we can't just – we won't survive and win if it's not a together.
I like that because what we're hoping, I think Cougar Nation, is that they can make the jump, bringing back a core that did struggle in a season similar to you guys a year ago, where you guys were like, all right, we're going to put in that work, we're going to be better, and you guys were, and it was a magical season.
Richie Saunders and Dawson Baker with us on BYU Sports Nation. You've both obviously gotten to know Mark Pope very well and played for him and now are beginning the transition to playing for Kevin Young. Both coaches want to shoot a lot of threes, want to play fast. But what will be the primary difference, do you think, at this point between playing for the two coaches? This is a question for both of you. Dawson, we'll start with you.
They're going to be similar in some regards and different, obviously, in others. But each coach has their own personality and how they handle things and how they view things. And so those things I think will be different and we'll learn more as we get workouts and practices going. But yeah, like you alluded to, like, I think things are going to stay pretty similar as far as an advanced offense of spacing and being able to shoot threes and play make and being able to read and react, which is, I think he's going to be big on, just knowing the NBA game. And so I expect those things to be pretty similar, but maybe how he views and handles certain things are going to be different, or how he coaches and his style will be a little bit different. And so we don't have a lot of experience yet, just not having reading practices to kind of allude to. But I'm expecting those things to be a little bit different, just different personalities at the end of the day.
Richie, what would you add to that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I am excited to see. Like, the first and foremost, I don't know. I feel like I have a picture painted enough to make that jump, right, to being here. But I'm excited to see the defensive schemes, you know, because in the NBA you're having to guard these just generational players, right, they game after game. And I'm excited to see how those defensive schemes and the aspect that he's brought can really, like, be used in the college level for us. You know, it's like, we have a group that is willing to work and work together. And like, I really am excited to see how that goes, because I don't maybe know exactly, like, comparing, like, then, like, this, but I think Dawson hit it pretty good. But, like, I'm excited to see the schemes, both sides of the ball, but especially the defensive side of these schemes, you know.
Love it. We're definitely excited as well. Can't wait to watch both of you play. I do need to ask as we close out. Dawson, are you a headband guy at any point? Join Richie Saunders on this?
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
I will let people down if I put a headband on.
No.
Knowing how well Richie has just...
The flow is good, right?
It is, yeah. And I think I will grow back my hair after the wedding.
Yeah, he used to have the flow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Looks semi-nice.
He inspired me.
Wedding, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll grow back out, and we'll see about the headband. I got to ask permission, first of all. And so it's kind of weird.
We'll see what he can bring to the table financially, you know?
We'll see. Yeah.
Like, buying a
I got to buy some owner rights, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
A little trademark on the headband or something.
Yes, I love it. Hey, great to have both of you on the show. Enjoy the rest of the Fan Fest.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to switch from basketball over to football for our next guest. As Jaren mentioned earlier, we have a quartet of awesome receivers that are down in Phoenix. We'll begin with Cody Epps and Chase Roberts up next.
All
this
right.
is BYU Sports Station. We are live from the Phoenix Fan Fest.
Chase Roberts!
Cody Epps.
How in the world did he catch that?
Everybody's stepping up to the plate and just becoming a different version of themselves and a better version of themselves.
Good vibes from Gilbert Regional Park. We are live at the Fan Fest in the heat of Arizona. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play on a Saturday. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. Jerem, during the break, so you all know KY, Kevin Young.
Kevin Young.
We just met PY and JY, his parents.
Bill and Jody are here at Kevin Young's parents. They're interacting with Richie and Dawson right now. So, you know, they said they watch the show every day. Was that before he was hired, too? I think so. I've heard that, which is pretty cool. So we're Young approved, I think, which
hey,
is great.
Hey, we'll take it,
yeah.
For sure. All right, enough basketball for the moment. Let's get to football and get to some of the guys that just produced the highlights you saw on BYU TV. Cody Epps and Chase Roberts.
What's up, dudes?
What's up?
How we doing?
Good.
You're so looking good. Like you're ready for this with the glasses.
No, I just knew that the sun would be beaming, so I had to keep them on deck.
It's long been known that Cody Epps has, like, high levels of swag, right, Chase? Come on, back me up on this.
He is the swaggiest on the team, I would say.
That's awesome.
next to me. I have terrible swag.
Dude, let's talk about your hair.
Yeah, it's getting long. I need to cut it soon.
No,
it's getting a little to the point. as long as it's clean, I guess that's the rule now. Is just, if it's clean, then you can keep it a little longer now. But
I declare it clean.
So it's clean, right?
Okay. I would disagree. I think he needs to let it keep growing.
I love the flow.
Like I was just telling him before, he needs to keep the flow. And then I think you cut it before last season. Uh-huh. I told you needed to grow that. Yeah.
Just poking out of the helmet.
Yeah, it looks
so
dope. From
the Swag King himself, I might have to
Nice. All right. It's a quartet of receivers. You are the first two here. A lot of people are excited, understandably, about what the receivers are going to do this season. But I think the question is, who's the quarterback going to be? So what's that been like for you to navigate through a room that has seven different quarterbacks when the receiver room is largely kind of, it is what it is right now. So, Chase, how has that been for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been super fun to see them compete. I think it's really bled into all the position groups competing. So this past spring ball, there's been guys, all the quarterbacks have been making plays, which has been awesome. And it brings out this energy, this different, you know, competition. So they all are making plays. So I'm just excited to see the off season and the work that they put in, the time that we get to know, throw together, and then come fall camp, just see who ends up on top. So I'm super excited.
Cody, what do you think of this quarterback battle?
I think it's fun. It's exciting. Like Chase said, I think it kind of blooms throughout the team as well, just because it makes everybody want to rise to the occasion and play at a higher level. Just because we know what we have in front of us, the challenge that we have in front of us and what we faced last year. So it's been fun. Like Chase said, everybody's balling. Everybody is doing their part. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to our OC and our coaches making the decision on who's going to be the starter, and whoever it is, we're rolling with them.
And even then, things can evolve and change. You got to be ready, right? If you're not the guy, you got to be ready to go. Your room is stacked. Probably the deepest on the team, given the production and who's returning. Mm-hmm. You two, we're going to talk to Keelan and Darius coming up. Parker Kingston's back. Cody Hagan's off a mission. Mm. JoJo Phillips has shown some nice things. There are other guys. Yeah. Chase, how excited are you about this group that is coming back?
I'm super excited. This is going to be such a fun year. And there's going to be guys that you're going to see step up this year. I think some younger guys. They've all been playing amazing, especially spring ball. We were able to see them really step up, you know, fill out a little bit, get stronger, faster. So I think this year, yeah, the wide receiver core is deep, like you said, and it's going to be fun to watch for the fans. Mm-hmm.
Both of you have been putting in a lot of individual work, and so a question for both of you again. But, Cody, what have you been working on specifically to try and get better in your own regard?
I think just – the mental aspect of football and me as a person. I think, of course, we train, we do footwork drills, we do ball catching drills, we do strength training, all that type of stuff. Everybody's doing that 24/7, but I think the thing that's going to help me separate myself individually, just so I can grow and become better as a football player, is all the mental space. Focus on a lot more film, being more intentional on my mental health, and just making sure that I'm enjoying my friends and I'm enjoying my teammates, to where football just becomes something that I'm having fun doing, not something that I have to think about necessarily. So just like he said, like just being able to enjoy this group and kind of let football be what it is, and everything else kind of take it head on. So
solid. Chase, what about you?
I mean, I could say exactly what Cody's saying. I think the biggest part, especially as we've been here for a while, me and Cody, the game starts to slow down. So now it's taken to the next level of, all right, let's watch more film. Let's see the coverages and get a jump on the teams that we're playing this year. And I think that's kind of our focus now, is to be able to take it to the next level, to know the coverages and know where to sit and just little things like that. So it's the mental aspect that really puts you above. I mean, when you get to the college level, everyone's a stud athlete, you know, and we're working our crafts and we're doing everything we need to do physically. So taking it to the next level and getting that mental aspect.
Vegas is projecting multiple, you know, places, 4.5 wins. What kind of urgency does knowing you can be better from last year versus low expectations create for you guys, knowing you can be way better than that?
See, I didn't even know Vegas had any of those predictions. I guess he yelled out something yesterday when we were doing our Friday finisher, which is on Fridays our strength coaches, like, we go after, and dudes are passing out, dudes are falling all over the place, dudes are tired. And Chase yelled out something yesterday, and he said, when you're doing this, look to the dude next to you. You're doing this for the dudes next to you and everybody around you. So I think, of course, what we went through last year kind of
it puts urgency on us, and it definitely puts urgency on our coaches to kind of make sure that we're taking care of what we need to take care of. But at the end of the day, it's about enjoying the game, having fun, and, of course, winning. But we can't do that unless we care about each other and go out there for each other first. So all of those other expectations and all that type of stuff kind of takes a back burner when you do understand that without each other and without working hard and doing it together, none of this matters at all anyway.
That's what Richie Saunders said, and I asked him, what principles would you give of advice would you give the football, given it's similar? Basketball had a core that brought back after a disappointing season, but they had a great year. It's like, we're hoping football does that same thing. Mm-hmm. He said the same exact thing. You have to do it together.
Yeah.
You have to be together. So that's interesting.
Right, yeah, up the same thing.
Chase, how do you execute that? Like, other than just looking at the guy next to you, like, what principles change in your approach to playing together as a team?
Yeah, it takes time. And I think we started January. We really did that. And we've seen it throughout our training. Mm-hmm. Just competitions, and our strength staff has done such a great job in bringing us together. And the leaders are starting to step up and make it, like you said, where we're looking at each other and playing for each other, something bigger. And then the wins take care of itself. You know, one game at a time. When we love each other, when we play for each other, those wins just start stacking up until we're playing, you know, really well.
And I want to add a point to that, too. I think another thing that BYU has a very special aspect about it is our collective. Like, the mentors and people that we have around us that allow us to come out here and do these type of events to engage with our fans, it allows us to see that it's something bigger than ourselves. Like, this event going on right now is bigger than any game that I could have, because I'm able to touch different people and change my life in a way that I'm able to network and connect with the younger kids that are going to grow up to be BYU football players one day, and then take trips with my friends and my teammates to come out here and enjoy these moments. So it's all of that, and definitely having a collective, the Royal Blue Collective, having mentors and people that can put things together like this for us to be able to go out and have outreach where it's not all about ourselves makes a big difference, and it adds some of that time that we need, so when football comes, it makes it a lot easier for us.
That's big-time perspective. It really is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the EA Sports College Football.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are you guys excited about it, and are you anxious to see what you are rated?
Honestly, I've never played video games, like, since I was little. Like, I played a little bit of Mario Kart on the Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
We had, like, that's like an old game console, but I've never been big into it. I'm excited. I think I'll start playing now that I know I'm in a video game.
And you're getting a free copy. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it'll be fun. I'll check it out, and I don't know. Cody probably knows a little bit more about.
I'm the same as Chase.
Okay.
Like,
see.
I've had times where I played a video game. I play Rainbow Six Siege, just kind of a shooter game. I don't really like sports games. I've broken too many controllers and had to go back to sports games. But like Chase said, like, it'll be super cool, because it's almost like a dream time, a long life dream, to be in a video game, and especially playing football. I played that game when I was a kid, so it's going to be so cool to see. But I'm not really a gamer as well.
Cody Epps and Chase Roberts with us on BYU Sports Nation. Before we finish here, Chase, I want to specifically ask you about your service work with Tabitha's Way this offseason. Can you tell us a little bit more about your relationship with the collective in that regard?
Yeah, I think the collective helps us reach out and connect with people. I think Tabitha's Way has been one of their, you know, main service opportunities, and we've been able to reach out to them and help them in any way they need. And just having people like us show up, some football players. I know JoJo, me and JoJo have gone a couple times, and just being able to do that and to see people smile and help out in any type of way, I think Tabitha's Way is a great way to help out, especially my community. There's one in American Fork.
Yeah, what is it they do specifically? Yeah.
So Tabitha's Way, it's helping out those that need food. Yep. They need toys. I know we went during Christmas time.
Awesome.
And there was a bunch of little kids that came through, and they were able to pick out some toys and stuff for Christmas, and just the light on their faces.
Amazing.
And I think it's just amazing how the collective helps us do things like that and put our faces out there. I know those little kids are going to be lifelong BYU fans now because of the opportunity that we had to attend and to help out and to just smile. And I think it's been a great opportunity.
Yeah. We've come full circle to that big picture perspective, Cody, right?
Yeah.
Great.
I think, like I said, I'll just double down on that point. I think it's so amazing that the collective kind of puts together these opportunities for us, because we're football players. We don't get the opportunity to go do extracurriculars outside of what we're already focused on. So the fact that they can put together some service projects that we can go put down on a resume, or we can have a conversation about and bring light to good things that we're doing around the around our communities, around the world, it means a lot. Because as football players, as college athletes, we don't get those opportunities, you know, most times. So pretty cool.
Great to have both of you with us. Well done in that regard, and cannot wait for the football season. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, up next, we're going to stay with the wide receiver theme and get to the other duo in this quartet of awesomeness. It's Darius Lassiter and Keelan Marion. You think they have an opinion or two about
these guys are fun. Together, it might be nuclear.
This is BYU Sports Nation. We're live from the Phoenix Fan Fest.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Feeling great, big in the day.
That's an unbelievable catch.
I still got more left in the tank.
Keelan Marion, quick strike.
Welcome back to Gilbert Regional Park in Arizona. We are at the BYU Fan Fest. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. This segment presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
It's like 1 degree warmer every like 5 minutes.
Yep.
It's 94. Could be 104. So
we needed to heat it up for our next guest, Jerem.
Oh, it's about to be hot.
Come on. Let's go.
It's about to be hot.
Darius Lassiter and Keelan Marion, BYU wide receivers, are with us following up Cody Epps and Chase Roberts. Naturally, you two think we saved the best for last, right? In the wide receiver room?
When I saw you two were together, I was so excited. Well, by the way, welcome back to your land.
Yeah, thank you. It's hot. But
it is hot.
To be back to Utah, but yeah, it's good to be back. My family's out here. So.
And you're from Chandler?
Yeah, Chandler.
Chandler. How far away?
About like 14 minutes.
14 minutes.
Like that, yeah.
No one told Keelan to wear shorts, right?
No.
What happened?
What
happened?
They didn't say a word. They didn't say a word.
You're wearing pants, Doc.
We told him before we left
the
hotel.
Today, though.
We even went back to the hotel after breakfast, and he could have changed, but he didn't.
I could have changed, but I was liking the swag today.
You look good. Stay true to yourself, Keelan.
I was liking the swag today.
You look good. I like it. Yeah.
Hey, I like the swag today.
No humidity like Atlanta, right?
Nah, that's why I told him, that dry heat.
That dry heat. Nothing screams. I sound like a 50-year-old, like, describing the weather, right?
Check out me a towel.
All right, Keelan Marion and Darius Lassiter on BYU Sports Nation. We're super excited to talk to you because you carry great personalities. You live together, and you've been together now at BYU for multiple seasons. So how do you feel like your relationship has evolved the longer that you've been around each other? Darius, we'll start with you first.
We kind of came in here together when we both transferred, and then that's when we first met each other, and we just clicked very well. He outgoing person, loud, so you kind of make somebody quiet like myself with him, and then once we start connecting each other, it's just like having a brother away from my other brother. So I'm super grateful that he's here, and then that he chose to stay here. You know, the transport is a crazy thing, and people can try to get you, but I'm glad that we stay here and that we get to have one more season together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Darius is the quiet one. You know, I think I open him up, make him come out to be himself, because he's a character when he's not quiet. He's a character.
Oh, I know. So,
no. He's a
underrated sense of humor.
Very underrated. It's very underrated. But I'm thankful for Darius though. He's a great guy, great teammate. You know, we put in work together, study together. It's a lot. I think our connection is unbreakable.
That's awesome. Sure. And let's talk about what you were talking about, which is, hey, very well could have jumped in the portal, been somewhere else. What was it about staying here that was enticing to continue in the Big 12 with this group?
More than the football aspect, just having the opportunity to build connections to change my life after football, because at some point it's going to end one day. And just having the connects that I've got here in such a short amount of time. And then the people that really want you here, the coaches, fans, everybody love you around here. So just having the opportunity to come back for one more season, I couldn't think of another place to go play at.
How about you, Keelan? And this is special, right?
Yeah.
Not every team can go and do this in another state?
You know, I come from UConn. I ain't never seen nothing like this. So it's just everything's amazing. You know, there's always great people around, great, genuine people. The love is real. So it's like, why would you want to trade that to go chase something else? And I also felt like we left a lot of wins out there last year. So we coming back to prove what we left out there.
Speak to that urgency and kind of, obviously, 5-7 wasn't what you wanted. Projections are low. in some ways, that's a great motivating factor. How is it for you guys in terms of we're going to be way better, and here's why?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be way better. You know, the guys, most of our room came back. You know, Chase came back, Cody, yes. Parker, Darius, JoJo, me. Got guys coming in like Cody, you know, young guys coming in. So everyone catch, we get our catches in together. We run routes together. So I know everyone put the study, the film study in together. So I think the room is getting more closer. I think the room is going to get more, is getting more closer this season. So I think, I ain't going to say I think we know. We coming.
I love it, Deion Sanders.
We coming.
Yeah. Darius, where do you think the BYU offense is going to take the biggest step forward this year?
I think the biggest step is our run game. Just having TJ Woods in there and the run game coordinator, and then our new tight ends coach as well. You can definitely see the edge that the O-line's playing with now.
Definitely.
We didn't I mean, it wasn't a secret. We didn't run the ball very efficiently last year. And that kind of just opens up the pass game for guys like me, Keelan, Chase, Cody, and all that. So I feel like our run game is going to take the biggest stride, and then we're just going to get back to just playing BYU football.
How are we going to separate Cody with the C and Cody with the K this fall? What are we going to do? We need a nickname for one of them? Cody Hagen and Cody Epps?
I don't know. That's a good question.
TBD?
I think we just gonna call him by the numbers.
Nickname will be coming soon.
Yeah,
whatever Cody Hagen is.
EA Sports College Football 25 is gonna come out. Are you guys more excited to play it or see what you are rated?
Both.
Yeah, I know they probably gonna do me wrong. I'm gonna be a 99 anyway, regardless of what they give me.
Create your own player.
Yeah, I'm gonna upgrade my player. But
you know, tune those sliders up.
Yeah. hopefully they just got my catching at least where it's supposed.
Yes.
To.
Spectacular catches, yeah. Should be on
catches.
99 for him.
Yeah.
99 spectacular catch for Darius.
I love it.
We need to talk about the quarterbacks. There are a bunch in that room, and the solidarity in the wide receiver room, that continuity. Like, that is a great boost for BYU's offense, but it's just a question of, well, who the heck's going to be throwing these great wide receivers the ball? So what's it like from your perspective to watch this quarterback battle? Keelan, start with you.
You know, those guys, you know, Jerry, you have I said Jerry. You know, you have Gary.
It's okay.
You have Jake. Those guys are going through a tough battle. You know, you have Trayson coming in, too. So, you know, it's going to be a tough battle. You know, all those guys throwing it on the zip, can throw the deep ball, can step up in the pocket. All of them can scramble. So it's really exciting to watch what they all bring to the table. So I think it's going to be a great battle to see who comes out with the spot.
Darius, how do you see the quarterback battle evolving at this juncture?
Yeah, I feel like in the spring it was a good competition between all three of them. Trayson, Gary, and Jake. I don't think nobody really like just pulled away from each other. I just kind of think they just kept battling out. Maybe one person might have had a better practice and then the other do it. The next practice, somebody just did better than them. So I know it's going to carry all the way through fall camp. And then we also just got McKay. So I'm excited to see what he can do once he gets started rolling, once learning the playbook. So I just got to be there for all of them, just knowing that I'm going to be there to make that play for him.
I'm interested to see how Aaron splits the reps in fall camp. It's good. For PRPs, you guys can get as many reps as you want.
I mean, as you want.
Play around practice, but in the fall, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, you're going to play Arizona at home, and then Arizona State down here, part of the reason we have the Fan Fest, Thanksgiving weekend. What's it going to be like to be back near your hometown playing in a Big 12 game against Arizona State? You didn't think 2 years ago you couldn't have imagined any of this scenario.
Yeah, nah. I played them when I was at Eastern Michigan, and that was a great experience. I came back. We won.
Was it here?
Here.
And you won.
Yeah, we won. And so my whole family came out to that one, so it was good seeing them. I know the outcome's going to be even bigger this time. So and then plus – Our fans travel, so it's gonna feel like a home game for sure. Just having my family and then the fans back out here as well.
Do you have friends and teammates from high school that play for ASU?
Yeah, I do.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be
they
awesome.
Play defense too, so they're gonna hear from me.
Any corners?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, 2 for 2 in AZ.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
2 in AZ.
Okay, time to compliment each other. Darius, what's the best thing that Keelan does on and off the football field?
Are you getting the talent so you can cry?
I'm off the field. I just he's a genuine person. Somebody I can always go to talk to, whether it's football related or just about life. I know he's gonna be there for me. He's gonna listen, and we just feel like we can talk about whatever we want to each other. And then on the field, it's not a lot that he can't do. He can go deep. He can do jet sweeps. He can probably do everything but throw the ball, but it's a lot that he can do. I just think that he's a deep threat, and once he gets going, it's really hard to stop him.
Right. I feel like we just scratched the surface with you last year on the field, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, we got a taste, but it wasn't like a full entree.
They ain't seen nothing.
Let's go! Yeah.
They ain't seen nothing.
Yeah. All right, Keelan, how would you answer the same question for Darius?
I'm going to start with on the field. I know on the field, and to me, Darius is spectacular. Like, he don't know, like, sometimes I take stuff that he does, and I would never say nothing to him, though, you know, sometimes, unless I go ask him, like, how did you do this, or how did you make that move or something. But Darius does spectacular things. Like, I was just telling someone yesterday, like, the catches that y'all see in the game, he does that every day in practice. Mm. He tried to say he does it on accident, but, like, sometimes I have to tell him, like, hey, chill. I'm like, bro, chill. But off the field, like, Darius is my twin. Like, I don't say that as a joke. Like, that's my real, like, actually brother. Like, I feel like I'm part of his family. I hope he feel like he's a part of mine. But off the field, like, he's a true, genuine person. You know, just like he said, we can talk to each other. Like, we have family problems. I can talk to him. He can talk to me. When I have a bad practice, I can go to Darius and ask him, like, what you think I could have did better this practice, all type of things. Like, the love is real. Mm. Love is real.
That's fantastic. And who knew, like, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whatever, that you'd end up here together in this situation in Phoenix hanging out with the homies, which is awesome.
It's so crazy because I told Darius, right. I said, dude, when I was in the portal, like, I seen you on Twitter. Like, I didn't know who he was, but I seen him on Twitter. Like, this dude was just posting offers every second.
You're like, you were that guy?
And now we live.
And now you're together.
Now we're together.
That's cool. Okay, last question here. This season, expectations are low outside the program, but you guys certainly have high expectations for yourselves to bounce back. Mm. Why is it that you guys will be better this year?
I just feel like we had 15, 17 new transfers on offense.
So many.
Yeah. That's not enough time to build chemistry between each other, especially on the O-line and then just trying to learn the playbook. So I feel like now that we got the playbook polished, we had a spring under our belts, and plus last season, that everything's just going to flow more smoothly.
Yeah, definitely. You know, this spring we were just working on, you know, getting with the new O-line coach, getting our run game down, pack and stuff. So fall camp, we're looking to run it and air it out.
Let's go, baby.
Who's faster? Come on.
I told him yesterday, me being me, I'm going to say me.
Of course.
That's the answer I wanted to say, but...
It's acceptable.
Oh, hey, it's great to have both of you here.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest
on,
of the fan fest.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Enjoy being back home
us.
Here.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Up next, we switch over to the defensive side of the ball. Safeties Micah Harper and Talon Alford. They're the ones that got to deal with defending these guys in training camp.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, not easy. This is BYU Sports Nation live from the Phoenix Fan Fest.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
That is true. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live from the BYU Fan Fest, specifically in Gilbert, Arizona. Joining us now as we switch over to the defensive side of BYU football, our safeties, Micah Harper and Talon Alford. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Talon, how do you feel about this turnout, man?
It is awesome. I didn't know there was many fans down here. It's sweet.
In the Valley of the Sun, they're here. You know, you grew up here, but not a BYU fan.
I did not grow up a BYU fan, but, you know, I love BYU. You know, I'm glad that I came here, and, you know, I'm glad that all the fans came out as well.
It's not too far away from your hometown of Chandler.
No, I'm right around the corner, Val Vista and Riggs. That's where I live.
That's awesome, man. And Darius as well from Chandler. So there's a strong Arizona connection on this team.
Yep.
You're going to be back here playing Arizona State Thanksgiving weekend. What's that going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, my mom works right across the street.
Awesome.
And she's going to be at the game. It'll be nice playing against some people that I played against in the past, playing against some classmates and stuff like that. It'll be awesome.
Are you already taking ticket requests from everybody?
Oh, yeah. I'm asking. I need all the tickets for that game.
Talon, are you going to give him your tickets?
If I have a couple, for sure. For sure.
That's a good teammate.
Yeah.
Talon, you and I talked often as the season progressed last year about your shoulder and recovery and the surgeries and the frustration, and then you finally get healthy, but obviously, you're trying to work through some rust as well. So how are you feeling right now, game speed and health with the shoulder?
Yeah, 100%. Ready to go. It's been long enough since the shoulder that it's healthy, it's healed up, no issues. And spring ball went great. It would take contact and go full go. So, yeah, feeling good.
Safe to say you're back.
I'm back, yeah.
Let's
back
go.
Back and ready to go.
And you're coming off ACL, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you doing?
So I'm doing really good right now. You know, I'm about... 9 months, about around 9 months off post-op, about 95%. So, you know, about a couple more months, I'll be 100% and ready to go for the first game.
How long did it take you to fully trust the recovery, Micah? Because that's always an interesting mental battle that athletes go through.
I would say, I mean, it really, this is my second time. So
yeah,
just knowing what the process is going through the first time. And, you know, we have a better medical and strength staff now. And, you know, it's easier when, you know, you got a great support system around you as well.
Talon, talk to us about the safety room, because there's a lot of guys that got a lot of experience due to injury last year. That is loaded with guys who have played meaningful snaps.
Yeah, we have like a couple handful of guys who we can win with. We got guys that played a lot last year. We got young guys coming up who are looking really good. We have experienced guys getting healthy. And so it's a stacked room, and got to find a way to get the best players on the field no matter what position. So we're excited.
Sometimes, like, the clear two guys are like, yeah, we played, we're the guys. But you look over your shoulder, you're like, nope, Ethan Slade played a month. Nope, Crew Wakely played a ton.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dudes, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Good competition among the group in spring ball.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, we've been saying the wide receivers have, like, great depth, and they might be the deepest.
These guys.
The safeties room would like to have some part of that conversation, would you not?
For sure.
Yeah, easily the deepest room.
I like it.
What's it like to match up with those guys on the regular in spring ball and in player-run practices and as you get into training camp?
Yeah, it's fun. They're great players, so it challenges us. We try to challenge them equally and just battle back and forth every day.
Watching your guys compete this last year, what did you feel like was good enough, and then what did you kind of learn from that experience that now that you're going to be back in playing, you'll apply here from year one in the Big 12?
I would say, you know, I wouldn't say it was a surprise, but I think, you know, we're definitely facing better athletes than we have in the past. But I think, you know, first year learning or playing against these new offenses, new coaching staff, new strength staff, you know, I think this year, going into year two, we're just going to mesh a lot better.
Do you feel like the old guy? You were on the 2020 team.
Yeah,
as a freshman, you were playing a ton?
I do. I feel like I'm an older guy, but, you know. I love playing at BYU, so, you know, it's okay.
You fit in just fine. Yeah. Town, do you feel old?
Oh, I feel really old, yeah. We got freshmen coming who graduated high school early, and they're still 17. I'm like, geez. So, yeah, I feel really old, but feeling good, though.
That's an advantage of, you know, I hate when opposing coaches bring up the age, but it is an advantage. It is a maturity, and in your case, you've been here 5 seasons now. Let's go, man.
Yep.
You've been through it.
Safeties Micah Harper and Talon Alfrey are on BYU Sports Nation. Year two under Jay Hill, where do you feel like the defense is going to take the biggest step forward, given that it is now a second year with the defensive coordinator that I know you love?
Yeah, we love Coach Hill. We're excited just because we have a better understanding this year of the defense, and not only just of the defense itself, but why he's calling the plays he is when he is. Mm. So as a defense, trusting the play call and executing our job better than we could last year would be huge for us to get a lot of success this year.
It also helps to have Micah in the fold, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. No, it'll help a lot.
Micah, where's the defense going to take the biggest step?
I think we're going to get a lot more turnovers this year. We're going to get off the field on third downs and keep the points off the board this year. I think, you know, going into year two, we're trusting Jay Hill. We know what he wants, and, you know, we're not surprised anymore. We know what to expect, and, you know, this year our defense is going to be locked down.
Yeah. Does Jay coach you differently because he was a safety? Does that come out ever?
Yeah, I know. He definitely, you know, if you know Jay Hill, he's always, you know, messing with us, you know, telling us that he's better than us. So, you know, the fact that he plays DB, it helps us in the sense that we know that, you know, not only does he coach it, but he lived it. And, you know, that's our guy as well. So we're going to do what he does, what he says.
All right. The projections, I know, motivate you guys, Talon and Micah. So take that information, and we wish you the best of luck in exceeding those expectations. Can't wait to watch both of you play.
Yes, sir, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Micah Harper and Talon Alfrey with us. We'll wrap up today's show back on the offensive side with a couple of tight ends, and Arizona natives Jackson Bowers and Mataba Tase will join the show. This is BYU Sports Nation live from the Phoenix Fan Fest.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store. Official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
BYU Sports Nation live from the Fan Fest in Gilbert, Arizona at Gilbert Regional Park continues. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan, and joining us now a couple of fantastic tight ends for BYU football, Jackson Bowers and Mataba Tase. Mesa guys.
Mountain View.
Yes,
Mountain
sir.
View Toro, Toro guys.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And back at the Fan Fest. What's this like for you to be back around home and to live this event with BYU fans?
Yeah, I definitely think it's awesome being back here, back near our hometown, and definitely full circle to see all the fans and family. So it's been really, really awesome so far. So.
Yeah, I mean, just recently it's been snowing in Utah, so in May, so it's been nice to be able to come here and just be in the heat and see all my family and just see all the support we have in Arizona and just being able to come home and see that. It's just awesome. So
you're enjoying the heat because you're from
I love
here.
The heat.
You love this.
I love
you have to if you live here. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Thank goodness for air conditioning in the 60s, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Otherwise, that wouldn't happen. Let's talk about the tight ends and how spring ball went for you guys. It's a group that has a lot of young talent, obviously Isaac Rex. Out now, an opportunity for you guys to have a bit more playing time.
Yeah, I mean, we're stacked. I mean, there's not a weak link in our group. We have every player could play. Like, they could go anywhere else and play. So, I mean, we just this year is just a bunch of competition. I mean, whoever plays, they're going to do good things. So, I mean, I'm not really just – you go next.
That's really – Yeah, no, spring ball was really awesome. A lot of depth, a lot of young talent stepping up, and so just everyone developing and getting better at each of our craft. I think Coach Gilbride has done a really good job of making us all full-rounded tight end. So yeah, it's been really awesome.
Yeah, how are things the most different with Coach Gilbride?
That's what I forgot to say. He's amazing. I was like the best pickup we could have gotten. He knows the NFL. He knows like what we need to do and just everything into depth. He just knows how to get us to the NFL. So he's just the perfect person for
us. We've emphasized that Kevin Young hires an NBA guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Gilbride is the NFL guy that's joined the team, right?
Yeah, and he's developed some of the best tight ends in the NFL, and he's really knows what it looks like to succeed at the highest level. And for him to come to BYU and teach us that, it's definitely been a blessing, and it's definitely showed off just in these past couple months. So
I know the run game has received a lot of attention, and the tight ends are a huge part of that and the progress that BYU wants to make there. So how have your roles changed with Coach Gilbride and a new offensive line coach and TJ Woods and what you do to block and help out in the run game?
Yeah, I think it's definitely just enhanced our roles, even from last year, just really focusing on and being in the same being on the same page as the offensive line. Coach Woods done a really good job, and just synchronizing our coaching has really brought our run game to the next level, so I think it should be really good this year. So
yeah, and also we've also implemented a bunch of 13 personnel, and we've been running that a lot more.
I like that.
A lot more than usual. So
three tight ends on the field.
Having three tight ends on the 13, field 14, is killer. Yeah. So having them on the field.
You guys the Eagles now? I like this.
That's what we're hoping. So
yes, line it up, man. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be like to be back here Thanksgiving weekend to play ASU?
Yeah, I'm. I think just very exciting. Be back here. It'll probably feel like almost a home game. There'll be a lot of fans and family that will be here to support. So I'm really excited.
Good excuse to have everyone in town for Thanksgiving and then you just go to the game on Saturday.
Exactly.
Get out of the freezing weather. Come to the nice 70s.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's when it's the best, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. Okay, we've talked to all of your teammates about the projections that are out there for BYU that are coming in early, 4.5 wins. Clearly, this can be a great motivator for this squad after a frustrating season. So how do you use that type of information when expectations are relatively low? Tava, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of noise on the outside, and I think we like where we're at. We, you know, keep our heads down and keep our mouths shut, and we'll just show everybody what we've been working on come August 31st. So I think just doing that, and I think everything will handle itself. So
my prediction, I mean, each position on our team, we have a player that can kick someone's butt. So I mean, any team that we go up against, I think we can beat, but it really just comes down to just us staying together as a team and or just staying together throughout the year. That's really what it comes down to. So
way to embrace the heat, by the way.
Let's go.
Jackson's the sweater.
Let's go, Jack.
Hey, I feel like we're in the middle of a game. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I love it, Doc.
Great to have both of you with us. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of the FanFest.
Thank you guys.
All right, we close out with today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. This turnout, Jerem.
We've been to a lot of fan fests all over the country. This is one of the best, if not the best attended one I've ever seen. I mean, this is excellent. A who's who.
Yeah.
Including Kevin Young's parents who came and said hi.
The Las Vegas fan fests were great. This is rivaling it.
This is up there, if not the best. So congrats to the great fans in the Valley of the Sun who showed up here in Gilbert today. Pretty cool.
Great stuff. Shout out to all of BYU Sports Nation, and we're excited to go meet a lot of them in just a minute.
Yeah, we used to do 2-hour shows. Now we're doing one-hour shows. We can hang out with everybody, which is really cool. And thanks to all of our guests today, which it was a loaded day. We
Outstanding.
Learned a lot.
Richie Saunders and Dawson Baker of BYU Basketball. Met Kevin Young's parents. Yep. Cody Epps, Chase Roberts, Darius Lassiter, Keelan Marion, and, of course, Micah Harper, Talon Alfrey, most recently Jackson Bowers and Mataba Tase. A-list lineup for sure.
Pretty good. Sorry to Dennis Pitta. We ran out of time. He used to live here, but then he moved to Southern California. So we would have had time.
So now he's
him.
Now he's an outcast?
Well, he's always been that.
We're Jerem Jordan. I'm Spencer Linton. Shout out to Kalani Satake. See you on Monday for BYU Sports Nation. Go Cougs.